If you change the quality of your self-talk, you will change your entire life. Imagine going from saying things to yourself such as, "Ah, I can't do this. It's too much. It's too difficult. I'm not good enough. I don't have the capacity," to saying things like, "I can do it. I'm capable. I have the strength. I have the will." All of a sudden, you become that much more likely to succeed at absolutely everything that you do. I really do class it as a superpower when somebody is able to consistently have positive self-talk. One of the easiest ways to improve in this area is to start to ask yourself higher quality questions. Instead of things like, "Why am I struggling so much?" or "Why do I find everything so difficult?" ask yourself, "What's easy about this? What do I enjoy? What do I feel confident about?" It's really all about curating your own thought stream. If you let random thinking, if you allow your mind to just run on default, then the chances that you get what you really want out of your own mindset, it's really, really quite low. And on the other hand, when you're deliberate, when you make the intention to think in a certain way, all of a sudden you gain a massive advantage and a window of opportunity really opens up. Think about the outcome that you're trying to create in your life. Think about where you want to progress to. What are your goals? What are your targets? And then ask yourself, how would you have to think and feel in order to achieve those things? If you think in a destructive way, the chances of you succeeding are depleting more and more the further along, the more time you spend in that state of mind. On the other hand, when you push yourself and you really, really aggressively attack your own streams of thought and you decide that, hey, you know what? I'm not going to put up with this low quality of thinking anymore. Well, now you can start to make changes rather drastically and quickly. If you start capturing all the negative thoughts that you're having about yourself, you gain even more perspective and awareness. And really what it also does that's so powerful is it zooms out. So you see things from a bird's eye view instead of being caught up in the stream itself. The danger is that you identify, you start to believe, "Oh yes, you know what? I'm just this type of person. I can never do things that are difficult," or "I just don't have the energy levels. I'm so lazy. I'm so lethargic." If you buy into it, it becomes your identity. And once it's part of who you are, it's so difficult to break free from. Maybe you are even having that problem. And if that's the case, the only way to recondition yourself is to start to tell yourself a different story, have a different train of thought go on consistently. And only if you keep that up for an extended period of time, really over months, then you will start to believe that you are this new person. But even that's not quite enough. You still need positive reference experiences that go hand in hand with all of these positive thoughts that prove to you and give you evidence, hey, you know what? I really am strong. I really do have the capacity. I really believe in myself and I can do it. And that might sound overwhelming or like something that's really far away from you, depending on where you're at right now. But the only way you'll ever get there is through one step at a time. So look right in front of you today and think, how can I change my streams of thought? How can I shift my patterns of thinking just a little bit? Improve 1, 2, 3%. We're not talking about changing your life overnight because that's not going to happen. There's no magic pill. There's no formula that's just going to give you everything you want instantaneously. However, you can create the change that you want over a slightly longer period of time. If you can become okay with that it takes some time to change and be patient with yourself, then that also creates so much more ease for you. Because instead of feeling pressured and instead of having all this extra tension on, you're actually doing it from a place of freedom and enjoyment. What happens? Well, it becomes way easier and then you want to do it more because it feels good, and then that turns into a positive spiral and you have more constructive positive thoughts. You see, this is a game of momentum more than anything else. It's not about you being smart. It's not about you outthinking yourself or outthinking that little devil in the back of your mind that wants to come back in and, you know, tell you all the things that are wrong about you. It's more just knowing, it's inevitable that I will win as long as I use time as my ally instead of my enemy. Leverage the power of your subconscious mind, but also realize that it doesn't really understand the difference between reality and really something that's made up, fantasy. If you continue to decide that this is the type of person I want to become and you recommit to that every single day, the likelihood of you becoming that person is just going up more and more every single time. Make a commitment to yourself. Say it out loud. I'm going to change the quality of my self-talk. I'm going to improve how I treat myself. I'm going to treat myself well and think positively about myself. I know it might feel a little bit cringe or awkward, but if you don't speak the words out loud, if you can't even get comfortable with that, imagine how difficult it will be to actually make the shift. This is a first step that you can take right now to get that initial momentum. And then if you follow through with this and you consistently practice, I promise you, you'll look back and not even be able to relate to the person that you used to be. You always have room to improve the quality of your self-talk. And if you do, you're going to be absolutely over the moon with yourself. So happy, and it feels extremely rewarding. It improves every area of your life. So don't just hear this and think, yeah, that's a great idea. Actually apply it and it will make a big difference. As always, I hope that you enjoyed this one. And if you want to take things to the next level, then I invite you to jump on a one-on-one call with me. The link for that is in the description, eraphael.com. And if you do take advantage of it, we'll talk one-on-one. See if we're a good fit. And if so, I'll be coaching you every week to improve every area of your life. Again, if you want to take advantage of it, eraphael.com, link in the description. I'll catch you on the next one.